just look right at us when we're talking to you.
Well,
you
I've been looking at my notes,
that's
too.
That's okay.
So.
You can look at your notes, but you just don't have to look into the camera. Can you just say and spell your name for us?
Nan Kotke, K-O-T-T-K-E.
And your title?
Marathon County Clerk.
Okay. Can you first start by telling us why the change of heart here in Marathon County?
Well, as you know, Judge Crabb's decision had come down declaring Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. And it is undisputed that the effect of Judge Crabb's ruling will be to remove the ban from issuing licenses to same-sex couples. Let me start over on that. It is undisputed that the effect of Judge Crabb's ruling will be to remove the ban from issuing licenses to same-sex couples, and no federal court has yet put a stay on that. Wisconsin County clerks throughout the state have been issuing licenses, and at this point, the majority of the county clerks have begun issuing them to same-sex couples until the final ruling would come down. And it's just a matter of fairness to the persons that live in Marathon County that they have that same opportunity to apply and for a marriage license and receive that benefit until further judicial developments happen, or if there's a stay, we will issue same-sex marriage license starting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in my office.
So what was your initial response as you weren't going to do that? Why was that? Is it because of the confusion as to what the ruling
Right, and we have not we never received any direction from the state on issuing the licenses, and we still have not received any direction on the issuing of the licenses. We have received word that the state is filing the licenses at this time, and so tomorrow morning we'll start issuing them also.
So the state actually just started, the vital records department started filing those today. Is that why you now decided to join?
That is my understanding, so.
Okay. Have you had people calling, inquiring, asking about this here in Marathon?
I have received one email stating that they will be here bright and early tomorrow morning. So, but that's really the only inquiry that I have had that state that they will be here.
Okay. And what process do they have to go through when they come to see you tomorrow?
When they come in to make application, they'll have to bring state-certified birth certificates, proof of residency, which would be a driver's license or something with a Marathon County address on it, photo ID, and their Social Security cards.
And that's standard for any marrying couple?
Right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I understand correctly, your decision to move forward now is because the state just started accepting the processing, but not any other reason?
It's also that it's fairness to the rest of the same-sex couples that are receiving from other counties that are issuing them. And if one, like we have a couple that lives close to Wood County, I think a mile or two from the Wood County, and seeing they're on Marathon County side, they could not get an application or a marriage license. And it's just fairness to them now.
What kind of talks or processes did you go through then to decide, like who did you talk with today to make that ruling? Was that just you or?
I conferred with my legal counsel, our corporation counsel here in Marathon County. So.
Over the past few days when it wasn't, when you guys weren't processing the licenses, what was some of the reaction that you were getting from the community? Were you getting any calls from people?
I was receiving calls from people that were just asking why, and after I explained the reasoning towards it, they understood. And then I also received other calls stating that they were pleased how the ruling, that we weren't going forth until we had some kind of certainty with the state.
But even with the certainty you now have, it's still not a certainty for the newly married couples, is it? Because the state's not really recognizing that they are accepting the processing of the papers, is that right?
I really can't answer that, but I would assume that as long as they are filing them, is that a step in the right direction? I guess I'm not capable of answering that for certain. You know.
Okay.
whether, if there be a change in the law or the ruling now. You know, I don't know.
You're 52 minutes away from the appeals court's federal court's deadline to file briefs on both sides. If they make a decision tonight, it could affect your ability to take that first application in the morning, couldn't it?
That's correct, if it's a stay. That's what I understand. I don't.
Mm-mm. What involvement court counsel have on all this?
Well,
sure, it's Scott Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T.
And your title?
I'm the Marathon County Corporation Counsel.
How much discussion did you and Ann have before the decision to go ahead and start accepting the licenses?
Well, we've had ongoing discussions since the decision came down, and in fact, I think there was some, there was actually some information that was starting to come approximately a week before the decision was actually published, that this decision was going to be coming, and so we began talking about it at that point, but certainly took a very active, began very active discussions on Friday afternoon.
I've had a couple of other clerks tell me that they wish the state, or I should say Barbara Crabb's decision, would have given a little more direction, because now you have different counties reacting differently to the same ruling. Even though they're talking to the court counsels, it's interpreted differently. Did you have difficulty with that?
Well, I think that there are two, the ruling has two different interpretations. The first is that the opinion itself says that the court is of the opinion and is making a declaration that the Wisconsin amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution banning same-sex marriages is unconstitutional. But then the court said, what I'm asking for is the parties to the case to brief me on what they think the order should act, what form the order to effectuate this decision should take. And so I think the two schools of thought have been, number one, the judge has declared the law to be unconstitutional. We should take action on that. The other school of thought has been, we need to wait for the court to actually render an order making that opinion effective before we can act. And so I think, I actually think that most groups have actually had a chance to look at that and have understood that there are two possible ways to go with respect to the interpretation of the ruling.
Do you think that the interpretation may be different based on what that court counsel believes should be the right direction to go in light of upcoming court proceedings?
I'm pretty sure, my opinion with respect to NAN has always been that it's the clerk is the elected officer that has the discretion to make the decision. And I'm quite sure that all the corporation counsels that have been advising their clerks have also been telling them the same thing. And they've been weighing the two options, and the clerks have been making the decisions.
Since you guys waited here in Marathon County until the state actually started processing these licenses, is that, do you feel like you're a little more safe than compared to the counties that kind of jumped right away at the ruling?
Well, I can only talk for the decision process that we went through, and it was something that we began talking about, like I said, on Friday, and certainly spent quite a bit of time on Monday and Tuesday and today on Wednesday as well. And I really think that really all the groups that we've communicated with have also been doing that, and I think they've all been acting in good faith. I think they all take that decision very, very seriously, and so have we.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's another, I think they're called civil unions, where these same-sex couples have been legally a union before, but they changed to a marriage. Does that nullify the first one?
That's a very good question. That's going to be an issue that we're going to have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
So I'm thinking if a marriage now nullifies the civil union, And then in the long run, in the court system, it's ruled that the state law stands and the marriage is not recognized. Now you may have a very large group of people who have no legal union of any kind.
Well, again, those issues are going to have to be the kind of issues that are going to have to be addressed in the future. Sorry, I can't give you anything more definite than that, but I mean, that really is, there are many different bridges that are going to have to be crossed once we get to them.
Got another one for Nan, if you're able.
Mm-hmm.
There is a 5-day waiting period once you get a marriage license. Some counties have waived it, some have waived it without the fee. What's your position going to be as far as a request to waive the 5-day wait?
It will be as for any other couple. We will waive the 5-day waiting period, and there is a fee to it. $25 fee. So the license, that's standard. The license is $100 and the waiver fee is $25.
Are there conditions for the waiver or anybody
get? We have never been had conditions for waivers.
Well, some counties have conditions to get a waiver and others do not. So if you have no conditions, just pay the fee, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's all I have.
Thank you.